The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, it is Tuesday, December 18th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Yes, it is the 18th. Thank you. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to check out my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter account. And boy, oh boy, are we making news today, friends. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guys? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in Wikipedia's head. This morning,
yes,
a titled story. Here's your correction, Wikipedia founder. But before that, it said, look who's whining now about defamation. We had the Wikipedia founder.
Jimbo Wales. How do you like that, Jimbo?
Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah, how's that working out for you, Mr. Half-Truth?
Oh, Mr.
Yeah,
Wales.
Yeah.
That upright.
Tell the story, Jake. It's pretty interesting stuff.
Well, a friend of ours, Mrs. Judith Reisman, actually covered a
investigator for the Department of Justice.
That's right.
Yes.
And she's also a writer and a commenter for WorldNet Daily. She covered a story about Jimmy Wales and how he defamed people. And she asked the question.
No, he defamed Bradley Dean.
Yeah.
That's what it was about, yes.
That's what I was going to go to next. But she actually had done this study with him long before that. So she's been at odds going on, and she brings up Bradley's column and says, this is why Jimmy Wales is so anti-Bradley Dean, and starts explaining it throughout her column. Great column, great piece. Jimmy Wales must have had a little Google alert go off.
Yep.
And he wrote to WND whining, I can't believe you said this about me. Did I actually make a fortune?
Hang on. Do I hear the founder of Wikipedia in the back? Oh,
Jimmy.
I get it. See, Jimmy doesn't understand. You reap what you sow.
Jimmy.
Dog, put that pacifier back in.
You can't
Thank you.
Say those things about me, that he had made a fortune in pornography. And folks, any
Mr. Half-Truth himself.
Past. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting when anybody posts anything on his website, it is immediately pulled, friends. Yeah. On Wikipedia.
And also, he does edit his own Wikipedia page.
Oh, I just thought he probably has access to that. Yeah. Yeah.
He regrets ever doing that, of course, you know, because he said it's just like, you know, when people say bad things about you and you know they're not true, it's hard not to go in there and rectify the situation.
Well, the article basically states that he made his fortune through pornography trafficking.
That's how he got started
on
the internet.
So what WND did is they took the article and actually put the whole thing out there with all the pictures from his website. I'm trying to figure something out here, Jimmy. Hey, the truth and the lie? Mm-hmm. Brother, you lying. So you're standing corrected big time all across the country with over a 250,000 hits right now. How's this working out for Jimbo?
So after Judith writes the piece on Bradley, then the Google alert goes out. Jimbo calls WND and says, what are you going to do about this libel? I didn't make my fortune. I didn't make a fortune in pornography. So WND founder Joseph Ferris says, well, did you or did you not peddle pornography online? He said, yes, but I didn't make a fortune. That's libel.
Oh. Is that what he said?
So, and what he calls it is semi-porn.
Is this an issue of semantics, brother? Well, but then again, his reporters, that's exactly how they report on Wikipedia.
That's right. And this whole thing, Chelsea Schilling actually just wrote a piece on it, and folks on the front page. Like you said, hit the drudge this morning. There's over 250,000 views on this, and that's just now. It's just starting to heat up. It took that piece with Bradley Dean and Judith Reisman.
He would have been better off just shutting his mouth, but he didn't do it.
Just kept it.
He went and opened it. And just by the way, we're going to be talking about some of these issues next week, too, where I tell people if you're going to say something about this ministry, you better make sure it's right.
Yep.
I'm giving you a little foreshadowing, friends. But go ahead, Jake.
And a little foreshadowing of tomorrow, too. We're going to have the author of this article on the show to talk more about what's happening, because there's a lot of developings right now. As I said, it hit the drudge. It's out there on World Net Daily.
Stuff.
We posted it on Facebook.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, Jake.
That's right. And boy, did it get his goat. And
oh,
still
sure.
going on about it.
No, it's okay for do unto others, but don't do it to me.
Don't do
That's
it
not
to me.
Love, Jimmy.
That's the Wikipedia gospel.
Founder of
right
Wikipedia?
There.
How is that working out for you, dog?
Well, like,
how many people have you slandered and have allowed to be slandered under your little Wikipedia page?
And speaking of
And
that,
now you understand the author of it and what he's about.
Yep. Speaking of that, people that have been slandered by him, Chelsea, who's the author I just spoke to today, again, she'll be on the show tomorrow at 2:15 Central Time. She said that she has gotten so many calls and responses from this from people that are not only attorneys, but public figures that have been slandered maliciously by Wikipedia.
Sure.
And they're ready to come to the table. So while Jimmy Wales is threatening a lawsuit against WorldNet Daily for libel.
Yeah. If what you said is exactly how it happened, he's going to embarrass himself again.
Oh, it's happening. It's happening.
It's
and it's
so
out
bad.
Of control right now. It's beyond.
It's out of his control.
You got it.
And folks, see, this is what I'm talking about. When you reap what you sow, the Bible says that it rains on the just and the unjust. And therefore, if you sow bad seed, it's raining on that bad seed, just like it's raining on the righteous seed, friends.
Yep.
And the bad, they're going to reap in their own bosom exactly what they sowed.
Yep.
And that's this is so good.
It's perfect.
Jimbo, you should have shut your stinking mouth.
Yep.
Thank you for making me famous again. I totally appreciate it. And thank you for exonerating Judith Reisman, WND, for actually posting the pictures with him, with the girls.
Yep.
And some of it's kind of explicit.
Yeah.
Some of it's not for mature audiences. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
But some of it, it's almost like, geez, I didn't really need to see that. But it shows you what Jimmy's trying to hide. Jimbo can't hide. Hey,
poor
Jimmy.
Jimbo.
Hey, Jimmy. You can run, brother, but you cannot hide.
Oh, you can't hide, Jimmy.
Yeah, you might want to read that one. Numbers 32:23, the Bible says your sin will find you out. And, friend, let me tell you what, it's finding you out, and this is just the beginning. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, are going to be talking about the media organizations that have blurred the truth on Sandy Crook and friends. Whoa, we got some serious eerie stuff coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this. If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, friends, if you're going to put the information out there, you have to be very careful as to what you say. And I've always said, speaking of this Wikipedia situation with Jimbo, who is trafficking pornography.
I got to start.
It's interesting to me that he doesn't take more responsibility, but it seems like he's almost appointed the baser sort around people to put half-truths out there, misinformation, contrived information. And it's interesting that nobody believes Wikipedia, but what is it, the fifth largest website in the world?
Yeah,
it shows you how much people don't believe it.
Yeah.
Yet when they want to find out who you are, that's the first place they go.
Mm-hmm.
It's also interesting to note that we did some homework on Southern Poverty Law Center. And we also noticed those criminals over there, namely the founder, Morris Dees, that used to fund, in this particular situation, the KKK. They used to support the KKK back in the 60s. You can't find that information on the Wikipedia. And it's interesting how they can add and omit what they like and what they dislike, what they choose to have on their website. But how come when you're telling the truth, you have these little, what do you want to call them, goat suckers, Nubian goats, ground feeders, bloggers, there we go, got them, got it. The bloggers out there, they just keep inundating your wiki page with misinformation, and for some reason, they just stay the course. You know, now that we're talking about this, isn't this interesting, even after the Rachel Maddow case? We hired an attorney, and we went online, and we found the people that were trying to advocate and perpetuate the lie as to what Rachel Maddow said. And what they did is they only acknowledged one story, not two stories. I'm speaking about my lawsuit with Rachel Maddow. And they kept throwing it out there and throwing it out there and throwing it out there. So what we did is we hired an attorney. And once our attorney got involved, we started sending letters and telling the people, you better put this into perspective real quick. And it's amazing the retractions that we got immediately, friends. And this all comes down to judgment. Friends, when somebody lies about you, you hold them accountable. Because Wikipedia does not have the right, and I've said this 100,000 times, you cannot tell me that that is lawful what they allow. And to have a bunch of watchdogs sitting there smearing your reputation, but they themselves are not held accountable to anybody? That's not American justice. That is not law. Friends, I don't have the right to go around and just smear you because it's a good idea to smear you. And I'm telling you what, I've got a couple out there that do that. Well, at least for now. Mm-hmm. I'm foreshadowing right now. At least for now. Oh, I can't wait until next week. Some people got some Christmas presents coming. Yep, they do. And I'm thrilled. I'm very thrilled to my very fingertips that I think it's a good system when people stand up for themselves and they say that's enough. Mm-hmm. And when people begin to do that, the Wikipedias of the world are not going to survive.
That's right. As a matter of fact, this gal who wrote the article this morning that we're referencing on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, calls of people that have been defamed by Wikipedia. She said
they're just gone.
She's going to have more tomorrow. Again, she's going to be on the show this tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central Time, 2:15, excuse me, Central Time. But she's going to talk about all the blowout that's happened as a result of this man. You know, one of the things that he said was, I used to be a big fan of WorldNet Daily. But not anymore.
Wow.
I can't believe it. I can't believe what you guys said about me. I can't believe you told the people how I started in the internet industry with pornography. How dare you do that? I only made $60,000 a year. I didn't make a fortune.
Yeah. How did I make my money? I go to bed at night knowing that I'm slandering millions and millions of people, and I got less than 1% of the population going out there and attacking anybody that's good in this country, and I'm going to let it go. But I'm going to make sure you better not say it about
me,
because if you do,
I'll lawyer up.
Yeah. Oh,
besides, we're not talking about Wikipedia.
Lawyer up, Jimmy Bob. Lawyer up, brother. Because of what you said is true, he's only doing it. He's stepping in the left and the right. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the people that will stand? Can you imagine the people that are standing up right now that have been lied about through Wikipedia?
Yeah, that's perfect. Hey, come tell us how you've been slandered, Jimmy.
Well, no.
The world will
tomorrow. Talk to Chelsea and you tell her so they can, you know.
Dead.
Deal with the issues at hand, friends. But again, it's on the Dredge, if you'd like to see it. It's on the left side of the paper, on the screen.
Virtual paper.
The virtual paper. Thank you. That's what you're getting paid for right there. Shine that diamond, dog. Shine that diamond.
I did look up blogger on Wikipedia.
Yeah?
It says a person who writes a blog or a web blog.
Uh-oh. Oh, really?
I got that part right, I guess. But no, they really did.
But what do you do when people stalk you, Jake?
Yeah.
Because I got one of them out there.
That's
and
not
no,
part
we're
of
gonna,
this.
We're going to deal with this stalker.
I mean, bloggers can be stalkers.
No, they can't. But what do you do with everything you do and say? Mm-hmm. You have individuals out there that they themselves have been. And friends, we do our homework too. But we have some people out there that blog on the ministry that the individual is actually fired from a porn magazine.
Yeah.
Compromise. Just remember what I'm telling you. I'm foreshadowing right now. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. I mean, when you get fired from the porn industry,
how do you do that?
I don't know. Because no matter how
porn means harlot,
and that's how sick you've got to be to even cross that line. Now imagine when that line kicks you out of their camp.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. But have you ever had Larry Klayman? Have you ever had that guy? Like,
I've heard of that guy.
Oh, I'm foreshadowing. I guess.
Be careful.
You gotta be careful of that.
Merry Christmas.
Because there's some people out there. You go ahead and you do what you want to do and say what you want to say, but there's just others you don't say it about.
Yeah.
Just foreshadowing, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll go on here. The Wikipedia thing, dude. I'm cheesing. I really am. Because you know how much time we have spent trying to work, you know, with people. It's like when I started going to that wiki page, it's like, wait a second. These people are putting a slant on everything I do and everything I
say.
Yep. Yeah, they're trying to paint a picture of you as the bad guy when, in fact, I have the law on my side. Mm-hmm. And yet, who's doing it? The lawless.
Yep.
The baser sort. The criminal. Those are the people that are slandering you, friends. But, you know, I guess there is organizations out there now that you can pay $10,000 and they can clean up your wiki page. No. I ain't paying anybody a penny to do that. If people are that stupid to believe the lie, then believe the lie. But I just am so humored. And what's so bad about it, Jake, the guy got his hand caught in the cookie jar, speaking of wiki.
And he admitted it.
Check it out online, friends. He's got the... the porn. He's got the everything's covered up and all that other good stuff. But my goodness, it's Jimbo standing there right with the girls, and this was his website. Do you think anybody really knew this about the founder of Wiki, Jake?
I
don't think they do, but now it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Because who else would spread misinformation about the righteous in this land?
Yeah.
And who else would give permission to the baser sort to go in there and slander people? And then you have these baser sort say to you, you can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's interesting? They pick and choose as to the sources that are reliable and which are not, the resources.
Okay.
Which ones are resourceful? Which ones are valid? Mm-hmm. They pick and choose that, friend.
Yeah.
I mean, as like ABC or CBS or NBC. I mean, like the people that got less than 23% approval rating, these are the guys that are credible.
Uh-huh.
But the ones that do tell you the truth, they're put in check. Yeah. Well, of course, because it exposes the baser sort that are reporting on Wiki.
That's right.
Hello?
That's right.
What happened to libel, Jake? What happened to defamation, Jake? What happened to be responsible? What happened to journalism, Jake?
Yeah, real journalism.
What happened to accountability? Well, that lies within the American people. If you let it go, it's going to go. You have a Wiki doing what it's doing today because you allow it, America.
Yep.
Go ahead.
That's exactly right. It's just a couple quotes from the story written by Chelsea Schilling on WorldNet Daily.
Well,
right
don't
now.
Give too much of it away because I've never talked to Chelsea. And I can imagine she's probably as cool as Molotov was yesterday.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think so. There is absolutely and categorically false. This is absolutely and categorically false. I have never made any, quote, fortune as a pornography trafficker or otherwise. I have never been a pornographer trafficker at all. But later on, he says, he tells WND, it doesn't say anything remotely like me making a fortune, because what they did is they went through and they said, okay, well, then what do you explain of this with Boomis?
Yep.
You know, a chance to see top-notch models bare it all, super hot lesbian galleys. Galleries, a sexy girl who strips down to her sneakers in 2001.
Yeah, okay, that's good, website. Jake. We're not feeding that. Okay.
So then you keep going down, and then he changes the story and says, well, it doesn't say anything remotely like me making a fortune from pornography. What do you intend to do about this libel?
Yes. But wait daily. A second, you're forgetting about the picture of him between the two girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
And it gets
and
way
the
worse.
Cookie jar.
It gets way worse.
Yes.
Farrah responded, let me get this straight. You admit making money from pornography. But you feel defamed because you didn't make enough for it to be considered a fortune? That's his argument. You've defamed me because I didn't make a fortune. He made $60,000
a year. That's pretty baseless. Yeah? Wow.
Yeah.
We're
going to
come
that.
Back. We're going to talk about the media organizations, the misinformation getting out of the school shooting in Connecticut. I'm going to make the correlation. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back over to Waco, Ruby Ridge, Columbine, so on and so forth. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I need some of your help, too. Some of you guys out there, you know more about it than I do. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, friends. I'm going to need some of your help. 1-877-807-9977. Now, I don't know if anybody out there seen this, but back in Columbine days, friends, I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold talked about an airplane ramming into the side of the World Trade Centers in New York City. That was April 20th, 1999. September 11th, 2001, an airplane hit the side of the building. Pretty significant, pretty eerie stuff. But the question is what was going through their head that they would be talking about something that was going to be happening in just a couple years? Well, now what's interesting here is we just found out yesterday, after the Connecticut mass murder, the massacre, Sandy Hook Elementary, we found out that in the Batman movie, friends, there's a portion of film during the Batman movie where you take it and you highlight it, where it's a picture of a scene on a table with a map there. And when you begin to magnify the map, all of a sudden the word Sandy Hook pulls up. What's also interesting is when we went to the Batman movie, boy, I'll tell you what, some of you Illuminati guys out there, I'm starting to see what you're saying. I mean, this is like, okay, got it. Not a conspiracy theorist, never have been, never will be. But I'll tell you this, there's no denying the foreshadowing going on here, friends. And now they just found it in the movie Batman. Again, check it out. Do your homework. Do we got that posted?
Nope, I didn't post
it. Well, I'm going to post it. Can you post it right now? Heather's posting it for us right now on Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio, pretty freaky stuff, guys. But there was foreshadowing going on. Remember during the Batman movie, Jake, when we went and seen it, we did not allow our kids to go. I said, we got to go. First thing I said is, something is seriously wrong with this movie. I said it right off the bat. Right when we were watching the previews, it showed a bunch of guys from the 30s walking into a movie theater, shooting up the movie theater. Are these things that are going on in your country, friends? Are these coincidences? You got to ask yourself, By the way, let's go back to Columbine High School. They went in and committed the massacre with the help of others, friends. It wasn't just Eric and Dylan. With the help of others on guess whose birthday? Adolf Hitler's birthday. The dates that these things take place, friends, are very significant. This is where I need some of you guys out there that know more than I do about the topic because it's becoming new. I just don't want you to get weird on me. I want you to give me facts because we're going to stay sound with the information that we give on this radio program. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, let's start from the beginning. Many media organizations using apparently faulty information provided to them by law enforcement sources. Where did that information come from? Law enforcement sources issued conflicting reports about the identity of the alleged shooter behind the massacre at the elementary school in Connecticut on Friday. Now, friends, the reason I'm telling you what I'm telling you right now, because it's always very telling as to who's responsible for the crime, especially when you see these things take place over time, you study history, you'll always find, for some reason, the perpetrators are always telling on themselves in one way or another. Gun control, gun control, gun control, gun control. Not crime, not education.
Not justice.
No, not justice. Just gun control. Yeah. What would happen if we told the next guy that walked into a place and shot it up, you're going to be publicly executed? How would that go over?
Yep.
Probably wouldn't happen again. What? You're going to always get one or two jokers to dare the justice system. But what's going to happen when government really does their job? And friends, when you see massacres take place like this, it really is, it reflects not only the people and the governments, but it reflects our responsibility that we have left off on the wayside. We again have to come back, take responsibility, get the federal government out of the education system, number one. And what's interesting about the education system, friends, the federal government's been telling on themselves about gun control for a long time.
Yeah.
International baccalaureate talks about disarmament. Why? Well, how do you disarm a people? You have to enrage the people. Michael Bloomberg said it. Anti-gunner criminal mayor. And yes, he's a criminal. And other mayors that are out there, they're exposed for their crimes. What did he say? If this doesn't get the attention of the American people, nothing will. Man, these people are telling on themselves. But let me go on here. Outlets starting with CNN initially reported that the man who murdered at least 26 people was named Ryan Lanza. However, hours later, those outlets were forced to retract that identification. The New York Post and Fox News were the first to report that Adam Lanza, Ryan's brother, was the alleged shooter. They were followed by outlets including CNN, CBS, the Associated Press, and the New York Times. You know those guys that don't know how to tell you the truth? You know those guys that are hand in glove with this criminal administration? The AP wrote that a law enforcement official had transposed the names of the two brothers. Why? Folks, I said law enforcement official transposed the names, only to confuse the people. That's why. There were also reports that Adam may have been carrying Ryan's ID. A local CBS station aired footage of what it was said was Ryan Lanza being led away in handcuffs, though it stressed he was only under questioning. Again, friends, let me ask you the question. What happened to the other shooter that everybody eyewitnessed? Before these developments, a number of news sites, including the Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, Gawker, Meditate, Slate, and Fox News linked to a Facebook profile on someone named Ryan Lanza without even knowing who he was. They endangered the man's life, saying either that he was or that he appeared to be the gunman. However, Lanza quickly scotched the speculation by taking to his Facebook page after people began attacking him from all sides. He responded to critics by saying that it was not him, that he was at work when the shooting occurred, but his picture and profile had already made its way around the web as the shooter. Man, I'm telling you what, they have more information on these criminals than they do your own president.
That's for sure.
And it only takes a day to find it out, doesn't it?
Yep.
It's like after September 11th, man, they had 50 people already rounded up.
Yep. Here they are.
One day. That was the quickest investigation I've ever seen. But people are still speculating as to who this man in the White House is. Oh, but you birthers, you whack jobs, I know. No, read the Constitution, friends, and you'll see that these are sound, valid questions. In the wake of the mass murders that took place in Newtown, Connecticut on December 14th, information on the shooter and his family is slowly being discovered. One interesting connection to the tragedy that took place at the Sandy Hook School is that the father of Adam Lanza has a connection to the theater shootings that took place in Aurora earlier this year by James Holmes. Both fathers of the shooters were allegedly expected to testify the LIBOR scandal that rocked the banking world in June. Is that true? I need some help from you guys out there. 1-877-807-9977. Don't get weird on me. We need facts. 1-877-807-9977. You remember when we were first told about the story, the shooter was in, he was inside the school dead, and it was reported that nobody knew who shot him. We were told that he went in with a 9mm and a Glock. And then it was reported to the USA Today that there was hundreds of shots fired. How does that happen? Do the math. And then, oh, all of a sudden, mysteriously appeared the .223 caliber rifle that was out in the van. That was maroon, red. No, I'm sorry, it was reported it was white.
In a car.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Huh. How does that work? Why was this guy going up to teachers, one that he shot, asking where the kids were? I thought this had something to do with his mother, friends. Now it's found. Validate? His mother had nothing to do with the school. Found dead at home. The father was never killed. He's being questioned. Folks, everything that was reported is now coming out as completely false misinformation. When a conspiracy comes from within, friends, you need to understand the first thing they do is shoot out 20 different stories only to confuse the people. But let me ask you something. What is the government doing today? Gun control. Gun control. Gun control. Who is seeking UN armed treaties just days before? Obama administration. What's coming out after this mass murder? What's coming out? Obama agrees that him and his friends, the NRA, are going to get together and do something about this gun issue. Wow. Let's hit this. In light of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, one reflects upon past massacres and cannot help but see the similarities. Conflicting news reports on what happened and who did the killing and the coincidental government agenda that is pushed shortly thereafter, namely gun control. On April 20th, 1999, Hitler's birthday, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold walked into their school and went on a shooting rampage. Why wouldn't they? Thou shalt not kill has been removed by the Supreme Court. Killing 12 students and a teacher, the police stood outside for over 3 hours before finally entering the building. Why? Immediately after the shooting, conflicting news reports came out. There were over 100 accounts of students who saw more than two shooters and more than 40 of them being able to identify the suspects. For example, student Jake Apodaca was on the soccer field with his friends when he saw three men, not two, by the school shooting guns. One of them throwing a bomb on the roof. You didn't hear about that? There were also numerous mysterious deaths that took place after the massacre, and to date, no one has been charged in the deaths, and authorities have been tight-lipped about all of it. For example, Nicholas and Stephanie, friends of Dylan Klebold, were shot dead at a Subway store on February 13, 2000, sometime before 10 p.m. The police would not enter in because they said that they did not have a search warrant. Yes, you heard me. That's a first. But you know what they did find out? That it was a professional sniper that did do the killing of the eyewitnesses that saw more than two shooters in that school. We'll continue down this vein when we come back.
187. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
So, right before the break, I was saying, for example, Nicholas and Stephanie Hart, Kunzelman, Nicholas Kunzelman and Stephanie Hart, friends of Dylan Klebold, were shot dead at a Subway store on February 13, 2000, sometime before 10 p.m. Police said that they could not enter the building until 7 a.m. the following morning because they did not have a proper search warrant. Hey, guys in Colorado there. Two kids in high school went to Subway and they were shot. What do you mean you couldn't go inside? Investigators labeled it a professional sniper slaying. The security camera was conveniently shut off, friends, just like in Columbine. Bits and pieces of it was released. And, of course, it was only Eric and Dylan when they were messing around in the school. No one's been charged for their deaths to this day. In April 2009, making the 10-year anniversary of the Columbine shooting, families of five slain students asked a federal grand jury, asked a federal grand jury to investigate their claims that one student, Daniel Roarbow, it's a real Roarbow, was shot and killed by a police officer. Sorry about that. I didn't mean any disrespect. I really didn't. They even had audio of the sheriff deputy admitting that he saw Daniel being killed. Despite the facts, authorities have covered up the evidence, continuously maintaining that it was Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold alone who were responsible for the massacre. Friends, if you see the supposed suicide pictures of Eric and Dylan, it's interesting that both their heads were blown off towards the wall, but the guns that the United States government wanted to ban just happened to be laying right next to both of them. Of course, they said that they committed suicide. But why is it that every time we see these cases, it's the guns that the government ironically wanted to ban? Maybe that's where that...
It's convenient, isn't it?
223 caliber that rifle came from, man, because that was not the initial, the breaking story at all. And all of a sudden, here comes this rifle. Like, well, then why do you have rifles?
What's the purpose of those rifles?
What exactly? What did Vladimir Lenin say? I believe it was him. One man with a gun can control 100 people. A rifle? You know exactly what he's talking about. Right after the Columbine shooting, there was a major push for gun control. And ironically, the weapons Eric and Dylan used just happened to be the ones the United States government wanted to ban. Maybe this was just the thing that needed to happen in order to push their agenda. I mean, Rockefeller said that, to bring in a new world order. You know as well as I do, Hitler used to do this stuff all the time. That will never happen in America. Yeah, I know. Another interesting point to the note about the Columbine shooting is that according to the articles in the Denver Post, the Columbine killers fantasized about hijacking a plane and crashing it into New York City or the World Trade Centers. Sounds like somebody might know something.
A little foreshadowing?
A little foreshadowing. Waco, Texas. Let's go to Waco. Texas Massacre in 1993. Canada Free Press came out with an article in 2010 after former Clinton advisor Dick Morris went public and stated that it was Clinton himself, not Attorney General Janet Reno, who was calling the shots during the botched invasion, leading to the death of 76 people, including 20 children. Including 20 children. Morris said Clinton, in fact, was so ashamed about what he did in Waco that he was not going to appoint Janet Reno to a second four-year term. She told him in a meeting right before the inauguration day, if you don't appoint me, I'm going to tell the truth about Waco. And that forced Clinton's hand, and it's never been said publicly before. One more point with Waco. Why were there three of Clinton's personal bodyguards killed during the siege by one of their own ATF members? You should watch the film. It's pretty interesting stuff, friends. The guy that was watching out for the three that went inside of the building, all of a sudden, right when they went inside the building, he turned and started shooting at them. And you can see him doing it. And then you can see him returning fire. Interesting. After all this was done in Waco, former ATF members knew the higher-ups in the administration were completely corrupt and criminal. Even people within the own ATF denounced their superiors. One of them said, the people that I put in jail have more honor than the people that I work for. You need to listen to that, friends. So, but I think what's important here is, how was Waco sold to you, America? That lone wacko that wouldn't go along with government gun running.
Stockpiling.
Yep, stockpiling. Let's go to the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, which is under Clinton's administration. Oh, by the way, everyone that I'm talking about, Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City bombing, Columbine, guess whose administration this all happened during, friends? Clinton's. You know, Bill Clinton, the one that was drug running in Mena, Arkansas. Remember that guy? You probably didn't hear about that, right, friends? Because the state-run media didn't want to tell you who was doing it. He didn't want to tell you about the scores of people that died around his administration that just happened to know too much, accidentally in many cases. But let's go to the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, which under Clinton's administration was responsible for the deaths of 168 people, including 19 children. Oh, P.S. Whose administration does Obama have now? Whose administration does he have, friends? Clinton's administration. Conveniently, the ATF knew not to be in the building that day, and not one ATF member or any of their children are on the list of casualties on the Oklahoma City bombing. It was to air on ABC News interviewed how to release this information, how was his name, to the public. However, once the story was ready to air, they received a phone call from ABC 2020 in New York canceling the program with no explanation as to why. Scores of people have died mysteriously around Clinton's administration. Clinton was known for, again, running drugs in Mena, Arkansas. But again, friends, how was Oklahoma City bombing sold to you? You know what they did? The administration? They blamed the Tea Party movement with the terrorist bombers in Oklahoma City. Do you see how they keep pointing the fingers? Folks, they're creating their own enemies. And they're using the state-run media for you to point your finger at them right along with the perpetrators. So the question is, who's perpetrating the crimes? Ruby Ridge. I'm going to do this and I'm going to get... Oh, my goodness. Guys, I want to take these calls. I got to take these calls. Let me get through this and I'll take you guys. Ruby Ridge. Idaho siege under Clinton's administration as well. Randy Weaver was approached by two Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agents with an offer. Spy on the Aryan Nations, a white supremacy group headquartered in northern Idaho, or go to jail. Weaver refused to become a government informer. Shortly thereafter, a team of six U.S. Marshals ambushed Randy Weaver and his family when they trespassed onto his land on August 21st, 1992. One of the marshals threw rocks at Weaver's cabin to aggravate their dogs and lure them out of the house. When Weaver, his friend Mr. Harris, and his son went to investigate, they shot and killed 14-year-old Samuel Weaver, their little boy. Weaver's friend shot back in self-defense, killing one of the marshals. After the incident, the FBI was called. A member of the FBI SWAT team remembered the rules of engagement. They were told, friends, your government was told, if you see him, shoot him. This is a direct violation of the Constitution. They work for you, right? And they said they were fair game. Without the Weavers firing a single shot at the FBI, Agent Lon Harucci shot Randy Weaver in the back when he and his daughter Sarah stepped out of the cabin to see his dead son. This agent then proceeded to shoot Randy's unarmed wife, Vicky, in the head as she was standing in the doorway holding their baby, killing her instantly. The FBI was said, friends, good morning, with a loudspeaker. Good morning, Miss Weaver. After she was dead and after his kid was dead, we're having pancakes. What are you having for breakfast? This was your government, friends. Killing innocent people and then selling it to the American people as some wackos out in the middle of nowhere. But they didn't tell you about all the protests, did they? What did they go for? What did they go for, friends? But let me tell you this. Randy Weaver was eventually cleared of all charges. He won a settlement from this government for over $3 million. The court also concluded Harris, that shot the marshal, acted in self-defense when shooting the U.S. marshal and was exonerated of all charges as well. Friends, government is like fire, a handy servant but a dangerous master, all under Clinton's administration. Did you hear me? A 14-year-old little boy mocking his dead body and the dead mother that was holding a baby. Shot! The man was never charged criminally. Never charged criminally. Tom, Bradley, Jake, Sons of Liberty, you got 30 seconds, brother. Kick it out.
I'll do it quick.
Thank you.
I missed the beginning of the show. I was just wondering if any law enforcement officers had commented on what to me appears to be mishandling of a lot of these crime scenes. I know that it's very difficult to maintain the integrity of a crime scene, especially when you have rescue operations that take place. But I haven't seen on one of these instances where a sentry has been posted with a log of each and every person who enters and exits a crime scene. In my day, that was a common procedure.
Amen. I thank you, Tom. This is a former police officer, friends, that just told you that.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.